This office was made possible by Vocations Boston. See the link in the description for more information. Now let's pray. O God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
O God, creator of the world, and ruler of the sky above, you clothe the day with splendid light, and night with gracious gifts of sleep, that limbs relaxed by quiet rest may be restored to use and toil, that weary minds may be refreshed, and anxious sorrows be relieved. As day now changes into night, we pay our debt of grateful prayer. Sustain and help those bound to you, as we pour forth our hymn of praise. May hearts unite from deep within to honor you with ringing praise, to cherish you with purest love, to worship you with sober mind, that as the deepening gloom of night shuts out the light and bars the day, no darkness may obscure our faith, and night by faith may fill with light. We ask the Father and the Son, and beg the Spirit of them both, sustain us with your loving care, who reign forever three in one. Amen. Like burning incense, Lord, let my prayer rise up to you. I have called to you, Lord, hasten to help me. Hear my voice when I cry to you. Let my prayer arise before you like incense, the raising of my hands like an evening oblation. Set, O Lord, a guard over my mouth. Keep a watch at the door of my lips. Do not turn my heart to things that are wrong, to evil deeds with men who are sinners. Never allow me to share in their feasting. If a good man strikes or reproves me, it is kindness. But let the oil of the wicked not anoint my head. Let my prayer be ever against their malice. Their princes were thrown down by the side of the rock. Then they understood that my words were kind. As a millstone is shattered to pieces on the ground, so their bones were strewn at the mouth of the grave. To you, Lord God, my eyes are turned. In you I take refuge, spare my soul. From the trap they have laid for me, keep me safe. Keep me safe from the snares of those who do evil. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Like burning incense, Lord, let my prayer rise up to you. You are my refuge, Lord. You are all that I desire in life. With all my voice I cry to the Lord. With all my voice I entreat the Lord. I pour out my trouble before him. I tell him all my distress. While my spirit faints within me, but you, O Lord, know my path. On the way where I shall walk, they have hidden a snare to entrap me. Look on my right and see, there is not one who takes my part. I have no means of escape, not one who cares for my soul. I cry to you, O Lord. I have said you are my refuge, all I have left in the land of the living. Listen then to my cry, for I am in the depths of distress. Rescue me from those who pursue me, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of this prison, and then I shall praise your name. Around me the just will assemble because of your goodness to me. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. You are my refuge, Lord. You are all that I desire in life.
The Lord Jesus humbled himself, and God exalted him forever.
Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. He was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death, death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name every knee must bend, in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
The Lord Jesus humbled himself, and God exalted him forever.
How deep are the riches and the wisdom and the knowledge of God! How inscrutable his judgments! How unsearchable his ways! For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor? Who has given him anything so as to deserve return? For from him and through him and for him all things are. To him be glory forever. Amen. Our hearts are filled with wonder as we contemplate your works, O Lord.
Our hearts are filled with wonder as we contemplate your works, O Lord.
We praise the wisdom which wrought them all,
as we contemplate your works, O Lord.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Our hearts are filled with wonder as we contemplate your works, O Lord.
Dixit Dominus Filico, quid hoc audio deite, rederationem vilicationis tuae. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo, quia respexit humilitatem ancile sue, et aenem ex hoc beata me dicent omnes generationes. Quia fecit mihi mania qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordeus a progenie in progenies, timensibus eium, fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente cordis sui, deposuit potentes de sete, et exaltavit humiles, exurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimissit inanes. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae, sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Dixit Dominus Filico, quid hoc audio deite, rederationem vilicationis tuae.
We give glory to the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and in our weakness we pray.
Lord, be with your people.
Holy Lord, Father all-powerful, let justice spring up on the earth. Then your people will dwell in the beauty of peace.
Lord, be with your people.
Let every nation come into your kingdom, so that all peoples will be saved.
Lord, be with your people.
Let married couples live in your peace and grow in mutual love.
Lord, be with your people.
Reward all who have done good to us, Lord, and grant them eternal life.
Lord, be with your people.
Look with compassion on victims of hatred and war. Grant them heavenly peace.
Lord, be with your people. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who founded all the commands of your sacred law upon love of you and of our neighbor, grant that by keeping your precepts, we may merit to attain eternal life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Pray for us, O most holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Thank you for praying with me. Seeing the Hours began in the Archdiocese of Boston and could not have been possible without the support of the wonderful priests there. If you are drawn to the Liturgy of the Hours and the spirituality of praying with the Psalms, I encourage you to discern your vocation. It's time to act. The harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. Is God calling you? That's where Vocations Boston comes in. To discern God's working in your life, visit youseethesigns.org. That's youseethesigns.org. God bless.